It's Carnival in Brazil, the wild five-day celebration before the beginning of Lent. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports on another side of the festivities, the shady financing.
Ah, Carnival, the music, the costumes, the pageantry, and oh yeah, the inevitable yearly financial scandal. This time it involves the Samba School Beija-Flor, one of the top schools competing for the grand prize in the Samba Parade. This is their rehearsal you're listening to, and this year it has an African theme. Actually, let me be more specific. Their main song, which they will perform in the Samba Drum, is dedicated to Equatorial Guinea. You can see many examples of very questionable sponsorships during Carnival, journalist and Carnival expert Aidana Mota tells me. And this one has caused enormous outrage in Brazil, especially among human rights groups. First, it's the biggest sum ever given to a samba school. The Guinea government offered $3.5 million to sponsor Beija-Flor's production. But the real issue is that Equatorial Guinea is run by a dictator, Teodoro Obiang Nguema. He's been in power longer than anyone else in Africa, and he has the dismal human rights record to prove it. Human Rights Watch describes the nation like this: vast oil revenues fund lavish lifestyles for the small elite surrounding the president, while a large proportion of the population continues to live in poverty. Mota says the schools don't care about where the money comes from, but they look for it out of necessity. The reason is the ballooning cost of putting on the yearly spectacle that is Rio's Carnival. The main samba schools are based in very impoverished areas, but every year the productions get bigger and bigger. Some money comes from TV rights and ticket sales, but it doesn't cover all the expenses. So here's the backstory to that murky money. For years, the samba schools were supported by gambling kingpins known as bicheros. Now the schools get corporate and government sponsorships. A yogurt brand offered funding, and Mota quips it stretched artistic imagination on how to do a samba dance as an ode to dairy. Mota says there were probiotics costumes, many cow costumes. It was the strangest theme, he says, of recent carnival history. Mota says the real scandal, though, is that all this money is being used to essentially put on a show. This year, one of the samba schools is being sponsored by Switzerland, Mota says. Countries should be giving money that can be used to benefit the population, especially in these poor places, he says. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.